Hi, Mr. Dyer Smith, D-I-E-R-S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 3/5/1985. Date of accident 4/15/2022. Date of service is 1/27/2023. Patient visits us for follow up. He reports that his headaches are worse, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly located on the left side of his temple, sometime originating in the back. He has an ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 10, according to him. And he's unable to do his regular jobs. His pain level remains at 10, according to the patient, out of 10. And ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Relationship with other people is affected 8. 80% pain is reported relief with physical therapy. He recently started chiropractic treatment 3 times per week, and he's doing physical therapy once a week. On the first evaluation, he was found to have a seizure spasm of his quadratus lumborum muscle and paraspinal muscles, and bilateral sacroiliac joint were found inflamed and tender, and he had an abdominal wall hernia. In the system review, patient reports headaches 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occurring daily like migraine, and usually since motor vehicle accident. He has never seen any neurologist, neuropsych. He reports no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, seizures, or any loss of memory, confusion, disorientation. He has a difficult sleeping, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, ongoing pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and occasionally in the neck, with the stiffness of the lower back and neck. No trouble walking. He's using a cane though, to walk with. And in the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no pain, no changes in the pain level in the last time. And in the last 30 days, no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Ultram for pain relief. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 100. Uh, 148/101. Pulse is 67. Pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 11/11/2023. Dictation number is 0112-091. And it is 01. Data service is 01/11/2023, and the dictation number is 0112-091, along with diagnosis. Plan is as follows. The patient continues to represent a spasm in the quadratus lumbar and paraspinal region, along with tenderness of the sacroiliac joints. The MRIs have a finding of bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, as well as C6-7 and C4-5. The patient does not have any radiation of pain, and he has been advised to consider cervical epidural, lumbar epidural, and sacroiliac joint injection, which he refused. He doesn't want any surgical consultation. He just wants to apply for medical disability, for disability from federal government. But he requests pain medication, although, despite refusing any other treatment. Patient has been advised that narcotics cannot be given for a long time. He was injured on 4/15/2022. So at this time, patient has been referred to continue seeing a neurologist, to see a chiropractor, and once a week physical therapy. The physical therapist was contacted and has promised to send the evaluation, PT evaluation, and a new recertification. Thank you.